All right, we are here with Elder Renlin and his wife, Sister Renlin. Thank you both for joining us.
Oh, it's a delight to be here.
We're happy to be here today.
Wonderful. So you're on campus because you're going to be giving a devotional today. And I think I can just speak for all of us when I say we're thrilled. We've had so many visitors from the general authorities, and we're just thrilled to have all this instruction. Your talk is about coming unto Christ. What do you think people can do to best come unto Christ, maybe small steps to help them get started?
I think one of the main things that we can do who have already been baptized is to really focus on the sacrament, to come and focus on the sacrament as an experience that brings blessings and rewards, and it helps us focus on the Savior, which is the intent of the sacrament, and have that be part of the experience we have as we draw closer to the Savior and develop attributes that he has.
Wonderful. Anything you would like to add, Sister Renlin?
I think sometimes we overlook that the sacrament is exactly a very practical way that the Savior has given us to draw near to him or come unto him. As we come to the sacrament table and think about him and promise to keep our Heavenly Father's commandments, and he makes great promises to have his Spirit to be with us. That's how we come unto Christ.
You know, you kind of mentioned a little bit preparing to come and partake of the sacrament. Is there, I guess there are lots of ways to prepare for the sacrament, but when it comes to, you know, maybe a good way someone can start to better prepare and better focus on the sacrament, what do you recommend for people on those terms?
Well, let me mention first a bad way, and that's to give it no thought, to be texting and hurried and rushed, and then coming into the sacrament, sitting down, and having it suddenly be there. That is not the intent. I think that the way that we should prepare for the sacrament is the same way that we would expect a new convert to prepare for baptism, to sort through one's life's experiences of the prior week, think about what needs to change, and really be there with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, seeking the blessings that come from baptism.
I think if people will think about the reason they're coming to church, sometimes we come to church for reasons other than to partake of the sacrament and to receive a spiritual renewal. If we focus on that, I think we will individually find ways to make our sacrament experience more meaningful.
You know, I know sometimes I hear this from, you know, people around me, family members, friends, that they want to try to come unto Christ, but maybe they feel like they're not good enough, or maybe they feel like they just keep messing up and it's kind of gets discouraging. What would you say to people who maybe have that desire but just struggle to put forth the effort or to be consistent in that effort?
I'd suggest that that thought is not inspired of the Savior. As I've come to know the Savior better, I recognize that what he loves to do is to help people change and come to him. And all it requires is a decision to change. Then he, like the father in the parable of the prodigal, runs, and it's robe, ring, fatted calf time, hug and kiss on the neck, because that's how he feels about it. So even in that, even in those thoughts that I don't feel I'm good enough, it's still to look to the Savior. Recognize that all he expects us to do is to choose him and begin the path, and he'll help us do that. Another way of saying that is that he has paid the price for these sins. If we trust him enough, we should be able to get over even those thoughts, because those thoughts aren't from him.
I think there's something important to the fact that, with rare exception, we partake of the sacrament each week. It gives us a seven-day time to kind of reset our lives. The Lord doesn't expect us to be baptized and then never have an opportunity to think about those covenants again or feel close to him again. No. Every 7 days, he's programmed in to our sacrament meeting services the opportunity to come, be renewed. And that's just that word, renew. He doesn't expect us to be perfect all the time. And we just need to think of it every 7 days. I can partake of the sacrament and feel close to Heavenly Father again. I can do it for 7 days.
The other thought is that you listen to the sacrament prayers, and we witness before God, the Eternal Father, that we are willing to take upon ourselves the name of Christ. It isn't that we witness that we took, past tense, or we have taken, past tense, but that right now I am willing to take upon myself the name of Christ, very much a present tense. And so if someone is feeling burdened, the question is, are you willing to take upon yourself the name of Christ? Always remember him and keep his commandments. And if that's the desire of your heart, then the right move is to come to sacrament meeting, partake of the sacrament. And that is the rock that we're established on that will help bring peace, comfort, and solace to us.
Taking the sacrament is the first step, and for anyone who feels like they'd like to get closer to Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. I know that there's been I've heard this similar sentiment, just coming unto Christ. It's a consistent theme, obviously, because it's the root of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what thought process led to this talk in particular?
The thought process that is not just the series of things that we include as the doctrine of Christ, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, and then receiving the Holy Ghost, and then enduring to the end. Those steps are intended to be repeated repeatedly, building on themselves. So instead of it just being a one-time thing and then we hunker down and endure, it is these separate steps are built on and we progress in our faith, in our worthiness, in developing Christ-like attributes. And it's in that repetitive, iterative process that helps us become like Christ, becoming like him, and drawing ourselves to him.
When it comes to, I guess this is kind of a separate thing, but this is right before conference. This is probably no better way to prepare for conference if you're a BYU-Idaho student. What do you recommend as far as between now and conference doing to prepare for receiving more instruction from the Spirit to kind of coincide with those steps that you just said, increasing our faith, repentance, and so on?
It has been surprising in my life how many times after a general conference, someone would come to me with a question, and I'd say, did you listen to general conference? And they say, well, no. And I'd say, well, it was answered there. And so I think that an important thing to have a greater impact of general conference, what are the questions that you have? What are the struggles that you're facing? What do you wish? What are the topics upon which you would like to receive revelation? If one could, in fact, just document those just in one's own personal notes, then I would promise that the revelation will come as one dutifully goes to the sessions of General Conference. Sometimes it may not be something that's mentioned, but that is triggered by something that's mentioned. But I think one of the steps, would be to identify the questions that I have, the challenges that I'm facing, or what I would like to have more instruction about, and go expecting that the Lord will reveal that through those he's appointed to speak at conference.
Another way to prepare for general conference is to reread the last general conference, to read the talks, and sometimes you'll see a pattern that a particular speaker is actually having an ongoing conversation with members of the church about various things. But you will see that pattern only if you refresh your memory about the topic, the instruction, the invitation given 6 months ago.
Wonderful. And this thought just kind of came to my mind, but I often know that especially the devotional you're giving today, goes through a bit of a refining process. Sometimes something doesn't just make the cut. There's not enough time or doesn't quite flow in the right way. Is there anything that maybe you wanted to include in today's talk that didn't quite make the cut?
I can't think of anything right now. The talk has been a while in process, and so I'm not thinking of anything that was truly important that isn't in the talk today.
I think the things that would have been we talk a little bit about the Christus statue and Bertel Thorvaldsen and the copy of that sculpture that's in on the grounds of the Paris, France temple, and the experience that we had with people coming to the Paris, France temple open house, and the remarkable impact the Savior's statue has on them. It was palpable. You could feel it. People usually came to it after being going through the temple itself with beautiful, beautiful stained glass, beautiful paintings and depictions. It was just that experience with the France, with the Paris France temple is something I wish we could convey in a way that wouldn't take 30 minutes to talk about it. But it was the different groups, the questions they asked, the probing questions, the softening of hearts and minds as they went through the process. You could see how the Holy Ghost was working on them, that they go from being neutral to being positive, or they go from being quite negative to being neutral. And these things happen in that temple, and it's the Spirit that was there even before its dedication.
Is there anything else that you feel like I should have asked you about or you'd like to highlight?
Just that we're grateful to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. And
we drove up last week for President Henry J. Eyring's inauguration and installation. And we were in the same van with a number of people, including Elder and Sister Oaks. But notably, we were there with Elder Kim Clark and his wife, and Elder David Bednar and his wife. And so for 4 hours up and 4 hours back, they extolled the virtues of BYU-Idaho. And it was really remarkable to see how passionate they are about the wonderful things that happen here. And we're persuaded.
As a byproduct, we're very excited about the things that are happening here. We know more about it and all of the good things that happen. So we're excited to be here.
How wonderful. Well, we are definitely excited to have you, and thank you so much for joining us. We've been here with Elder and Sister Renlin. Thank you so much, and best of luck in your devotional.
Thank you.
Thank you.